Lesson 3. Temple work brings great blessings into our lives. And we ask Thee, Holy Father, that Thy servants may go forth from this house armed with Thy power, and that Thy name may be upon them, and Thy glory be round about them. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 109, Verse 22. Objective: to help class members understand that those who attend the temple worthily will receive great blessings from the Lord. Preparation: 1. Carefully review the scriptures used in this lesson so that you will be prepared to lead the class discussion about them. 2. You may want to prepare to have class members sing a hymn about temple work, such as, "We Love Thy House, O God," hymns number 247, or about the eternal nature of truth, such as, "O Say, What Is Truth," hymns number 272. 3. If Family Home Evening Video Supplement 2, 53277, is available, you may want to show "Temples Are for Eternal Covenants," a 6-minute segment. Lesson Presentation: invite someone to give an opening prayer. Ask class members if they have any questions. Take the time required to answer questions to the best of your ability and as guided by the Lord's Spirit. Remember that some aspects of temple work must not be discussed outside the temple. Temple work has existed since ancient times. You may want to begin by singing together a hymn about temple work or about the eternal nature of truth. Explain that the Lord has always commanded His people to build temples. He has revealed the work to be done in temples. What temples or tabernacles are mentioned in the scriptures? Invite class members to review scripture indexes to find references dealing with temples and tabernacles. You may want to list the class members' answers on the chalkboard. You may also want to have class members review the following scriptures. Moses' Tabernacle, Exodus chapter 40, verses 1 and 2, and verses 34 through 38. Solomon's Temple, 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1. Herod's Temple, Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 15. Nephite Temples, 2 Nephi chapter 5, verse 16. Mosiah chapter 1, verse 18. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 1. Explain that because of apostasy, all of these temples eventually lost their true purposes and were destroyed. Temple work in its fullness has been restored in our day through the prophet Joseph Smith, bringing great blessings into our lives. Elder Bruce R. McConkie said, "The inspired erection and proper use of temples is one of the great evidences of the divinity of the Lord's work. Where there are temples, with the spirit of revelation resting upon those who administer therein, there the Lord's people will be found. Where these are not, the church and kingdom and the truth of heaven are not." Mormon Doctrine, 2nd edition, 1966, page 781. Those who attend the temple worthily are promised great blessings. The temple, or the house of the Lord, is the place where we go to prepare for exaltation in the celestial kingdom. There we learn more about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. We make covenants with them, and they promise wonderful blessings to us. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord has described some of the blessings that come to those who attend the temple and live worthy of the covenants made there. Some of these blessings are described in Section 109, which is the prayer offered at the dedication of the Kirtland Temple. The words of this prayer were given to Joseph Smith by revelation. President Howard W. Hunter said that this prayer continues to be answered upon us individually, upon us as families, and upon us as a people because of the priesthood power the Lord has given us to use in His holy temples. The great symbol of our membership, ensign, October 1994, page 4. President Hunter then quoted some of the verses from Section 109. Ask the class members to read these verses. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 109, verses 10 through 12, verses 22 and 23, 59, 67, 72, and 75. Ask them to look for the blessings mentioned by the Lord. Following the reading, ask the class members to list the blessings they have identified. Write the comments on the chalkboard. The blessings mentioned may include the following. Page 14. 1. The Lord's glory will be upon His people. 2. The Lord's servants will leave the temple with the Lord's power, name, and glory, and angels will have charge over them. 3. The Lord's servants will take the truth of the gospel from the temple to the ends of the earth. 4. Stakes will be organized so that the Lord's people may be gathered. 5. All of scattered Israel will learn the truth and rejoice. 6. The families of the saints and all of their sick and afflicted will be remembered before the Lord. 7. The Lord's kingdom will fill the whole earth. 8. The Lord's servants will someday be caught up to meet the Lord and will be with Him forever. How do you feel when you consider these wonderful blessings promised to those who attend the temple worthily and honor their covenants? Yea, and my presence shall be in my house, for I will come into it, and all the pure in heart that shall come into it shall see God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 16. President Howard W. Hunter said, "Has there ever been a people with such stirring and wonderful promises? No wonder the Lord desires that His followers point themselves toward His example and toward His temples." Ensign, November 1994, page 5. The Lord also made promises connected with temples in Doctrine and Covenants, section 97. Ask the class members to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verses 15 through 21. What do verses 15 through 17 teach about what the Lord's people must do to qualify for the Lord's blessings in His temples? Be pure in heart and not allow any unclean thing to come into the temples. Explain that those who are pure in heart are called Zion. Verses 15 through 21 teach that we can help to build Zion by worthily attending the temple and striving to be pure in heart and undefiled by evil. What blessings are promised in these verses to a people worthy to be called Zion? Explain that a city named Zion existed in ancient times. This city was built by the prophet Enoch and his people. It was taken to heaven because of the righteousness of its people. Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 4. Moses chapter 7, verses 18 through 21, and verse 69. Zion will also exist in the latter days. In the 10th article of faith, the Lord promises that a city named Zion will be built on the American continent. Ask the class members to read this article of faith. Explain that the scattered people of Israel will gather to this great city. Doctrine and Covenants, section 103, verses 11 through 13. Today, the members of the church are counseled to become worthy to attend the holy temple and to build up Zion wherever they are living in the world. We are to make our homes like temples, places of purity, love, and personal revelation. What can we do to become more pure in heart? In what ways does the world sometimes make it hard to remain pure in heart? In what ways could you help your family, branch, or ward to become pure in heart? Explain that those who make and keep temple covenants and strive throughout their lives to become pure in heart are those who can help to build Zion. Conclusion. Bear testimony that those who worthily attend the temple will receive great blessings from the Lord, including the blessings of being a Zion people. We must do all that we can to become worthy of these blessings and to become pure in heart. You may want to show the video presentation, "Temples Are for Eternal Covenants." Invite someone to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 3, Temple Work Brings Great Blessings Into Our Lives.